Thanks for joining my window. This week is snippet number 2 on the podcast series that I'm about to release with the title, There's Power in the Name of Jesus. And this is snippet number 2. Last week we started with 1, and we are continuing on with Ephesians 1, 18 through 23. Last week we talked about God gave us power to become the sons of God through John 3:16, and then John 1:12 talks about it as well. So let's look at Ephesians 1:18 briefly. The Word of God says that the eyes of your understanding, my understanding, those who believe on the name and have received Him as their Savior, the eyes of our understanding being enlightened, that why? That we may know what is the hope of His calling and what are the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power to us who believe, according to the working of His mighty power, which He worked in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at His right hand in the heavenly places, far above principality, power, and might, and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And He put all things under His feet and gave Him to be head over all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him that fills all in all. So what this is saying is that God wants our eyes to be opened. And the way they're opened is by saying, yes, Lord, teach me. Yes, Lord, reveal to me. Yes, Lord, I'm listening. I'll do what you tell me to do, because then anything you tell me to do is only going to be either physical, emotional, social, financial, relationships, blessing. So the hope of His calling to call you and me into the kingdom of God, those that answer His call, and the hope of His calling is that we can understand the exceeding greatness of the riches of His power that He has given to us, that He put in Jesus Christ. When Jesus Christ died on that cross, and when He arose and went ascended to heaven, then His name became the greatest name in heaven, in earth, and beneath the earth. It is the name above all names. And all that power that He put in Christ, when you get born again and receive Him as your Savior, comes into you. Yes, I didn't stumble. I didn't trip. The power that God worked in Christ now is our power. The kingdom of God is in us. Jesus is in us. The Holy Spirit is in us. That's why it's called being born again. And now we have all this capacity to grow this kingdom of God in every area. So this is why the eyes of our understanding, He wants the eyes of our understanding to be enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of our calling. And then Ephesians 3, we're going to end it with this, is Ephesians 3. Here it is. Ephesians 3, and here, this is the reason, another reason why and how. So Ephesians 3, 14 through 19. So the whole family in heaven and earth derives its name to grant to us in accordance with the wealth of His glorious perfections, that we be strengthened by His Spirit with power permeating in our inmost being. And I pray that Christ may make His home in your heart. This is I can't remember who's quoting this, and it doesn't matter. With power permeating your inmost being, I pray that Christ may make His home in your hearts through our faith, so that having our roots deep and in the foundation strong in love, that we may become mighty to grasp. Mighty. Why? To grasp the idea, as it is grasped by all saints, of the breadth, length, depth, and height, yes, to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge. So that, why? So we may be filled with all the fullness of God.